You may be familiar with the Oracle of Delphi. There's actually been many number of oracles throughout history. There have been Celtic, Chinese, Hawaiian, Indian, Nepalese and Nigerian. And it shouldn't come as a galloping shock that finally here in Australia we've got our very own oracle in the form of Irina to talk television. How are you, my love?
I'm ready to trashy TV. You could call me the... Televoracle.
Televoracle. I like it. That'll stick.
Terrible. Now,
today is a show that you have spoken about before. You've told us about the origins of it in America. There's the Brazil version and now a Japanese version of Love is Blind.
I have threatened you off mic to do Married at First Sight.
Now, that has been
instead,
a threat, yes.
You are reprieved because Netflix has dropped Love is Blind Season 2 and Love is Blind Japan.
This is the one where people go on dates without seeing each other, and then once they finally essentially commit to the relationship, that's when they get to set eyes on each other.
Right. So it's basically like you're dating on the telephone. They're very old school.
Yeah.
You don't meet. Except there's a camera. You can see them, but they can't see each other.
Yeah.
And... it was a huge hit for Netflix, and they've made season 2 and 3 bang bang off the back of each other. So, and in the meantime, they've made Brazil and Japan. What is really interesting from this is that it genuinely is a social experiment. So by watching these shows, you get a sense of the culture, and Japanese culture is so different from American culture and Argentinian or Brazilian culture, Latin American culture. We watch this at home purely for the, I guess, the sort of David Attenborough of it all.
Yeah.
Where, like, this is how they act. Like, in America, as in Australia, in the dating shows, people who are going to get married on TV end up in bed pretty quickly. In Japan, they don't even hold hands. So they've fallen in love. They have proposed, and when they meet, they bow. And they, you know, they're very polite.
Yes.
They're very reserved. And look, they go through the same scenario. They meet in the pods, they have to propose, and then they have to live, they go on a honeymoon, then they live together, and then they get married. And then they can decide at that on the wedding day whether they will get married or break up.
No pressure. Yeah.
So, the Japanese version of this is less like a fun, drama-filled, romantic dating show and more like a kind of art house, independent, moody horror film.
Oh, God.
It's so strange because they are very reserved, very subtle. There's a lot of not things. It feels like something scary is coming around the corner, like the other shoe's going to drop, but it never does because they don't talk about their feelings. They drink an incredible amount.
Right.
But they're not like the Brazilians who are all their feelings all over themselves. Their looks are very similar, like there's not a lot of diversity. But one contestant, for instance, who is a hairdresser, has blonde hair, and there's this whole storyline about how scary he looks, and if his bride had seen him, like she would have crossed the street.
Yep.
We wouldn't blink an eye at somebody dyeing their hair blonde, but in Japan, there's all of this culture. There's an episode about halfway through where one of the ladies says to her fiancé, she says, oh, look, we're no longer using the formal speech. We don't have a formal way of speaking. It's you or it's you. And so they are so formal, and they're meant to get married. They're sleeping in the same bed. Actually, in fact, what's interesting is in their honeymoon suite, they have two beds.
Yep.
So whereas this intimacy is forced in the Western culture, it is the absolute opposite in the Japanese culture.
Just a couple of insights. I think the Australian version of a relationship going from formal to informal is when you start farting in front of each other. That's our equivalent.
You know, then me and my husband are deeply in love. we are head over heels. And but it's true. I mean, mean, when you think about it, you get to put your best foot forward before you actually put your worst end forward,
yeah,
right?
Absolutely. So, sadly and tragically, we've run out of time. I know I did promise you a few seconds to talk about Married at First Sight, but we'll have to leave that for another time, perhaps next week when the Oracle joins us again. Thanks, my love.
I look forward to it. See you then.